Have you ever been scared while watching a scary movie, even though you knew the movie was fiction? Or have you ever cried in a sappy rom-com movie that you knew to be false? What are we to learn from that? Well, one thing we learn is that our feelings are not always good determiners of what is true. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in a section of James where James battles against the idea that all a person has to do is give mental assent to a few core beliefs, but that belief does not necessarily affect their behavior. And one of the attacks that James uses is found in James chapter 2, verse 19. You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe, and they shudder. To believe that God was one was a fundamental belief to the Jews. Pretty much all Jews believed that cardinal doctrine, and apparently many of them thought that that was enough to justify them before God. But James makes it very clear that Jews were not the only ones who believed that. The demons also believed it. And this is not all that demons believe. Demons believe in a literal heaven and hell. Demons believe that Jesus' death and resurrection is the only means of salvation. And watch this. All of these beliefs produce an emotional reaction of fear in them as well. They shudder. So if someone comes to you and says that they believe in God, that Jesus is the only one who can save, and that they are terrified of the awesome power of God, does that mean they are saved? Well, not necessarily. That type of mental assent and emotional reaction does not qualify as saving faith. What is needed is the type of faith that gives evidence of the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit. That type of faith results not just in emotional reaction, but also walking in the life of good works that God ordained for us to walk in. And here's why this message is so important. Because we live in a day and a time of people that crave and count on emotional entertainment. And we have churches that give it. But don't forget, even demons respond emotionally to the gospel, but they don't have saving faith. So we have to be careful to check ourselves against the Word of God. As you pray today, please remember Matthew Prather and his family, our missionaries in Texas. Also, remember the Swahili LifeWord broadcast in Tanzania, Kenya, Rwanda, and Burundi.